Okay, let's begin straight away. We were in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Pei Tes. So we learned the halachas about saying shalom before davening. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the first opinion, you must not be makdim lepesach. Makdim lepesach means to initiate, to preempt, to go to somebody's door to say shalom is asa, unless you have some asek, then you can at least say good morning, or tzafra de mori toiv, but stam to go and say hello is not muta. Then the Shulchan Aruch said that some say that even if you find your friend in the street, then you should also not say shalom, you should just say tzafra de mori toiv. So let's have a look in the Mishnah Brura. The last thing we saw was that even if you're in shul and you're mokim kavua, do not go to somebody else to go and say shalom, number one. We also saw that you have to be concerned with somebody who will get extremely upset or maybe even violent or angry. If you don't say hello to him, then it's muta. So we're up to Sifkot Yud Aleph. Why is it that you cannot say the word shalom? Says the Mishnah Brura, Dishmoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom ve'ein ro'u lahazkir shmoi al ha'odom. It is inappropriate to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with regard to mankind, and to honor him, koidem shemechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'beloshen la'az yesh la'ayin. What happens if you would translate shalom into another language? When we say good morning to somebody, that is not translation of shalom. If you really translate shalom, would that be osev? Is it a different language? Says the Mishnah Brura, one would have to discuss. So now, go to the end of the Mishnah Brura in Tes Zayin. The last halacha was that some say that even if you find your friend in the street, all you should say is Tzafra Demori Toiv, Simon Peites. In the Mishnah Brura, you've gotten Tes Zayin. Why should you say Tzafra Demori Toiv? Because if you say that, as we explained yesterday, that's the unusual greeting. And if it's the unusual greeting, then your friend will understand that this is not now the time for casual conversation. So says the Mishnah Brura, you've gotten Tes Zayin. Kidei sheyitein ritzoynei loyma. Da'af de medina mutar. Even though me'ikar adin, if you meet your friend in the street, you're allowed to say shalom. Mikol mokoim noagu kadmoineinu. The early sources had the custom lahachmir bozeh mizeh hatam. They said, nonetheless, you should be machmir and not say a full-blown shalom. Ve'im hischil habrochis ein lochush kolkach umutar litoin shalom. Ve'kol zeh liftoach loymer lachaveiro shalom. All of this, as we mentioned, is to initiate the conversation. Avol kashachaveiro shayel b'shloimoi. If he asks of your welfare, muta lahoshiv b'chol inyan, kol shekein d'misha kvar is spalel, if you've already davened, then muta lahashchim l'pischa, etc., etc. So what emerges from the Mishnah Brura, Meirai v'raboisai, halacha l'maisa is as follows. Under no circumstances should you go knocking on somebody else's door, and the Mishnah Brura added, walking over to somebody in shul, to say hello to them before you've davened, whether you're saying shalom or even if you're just going to say good morning. That's halacha lemaisa. Rabbi said that's halacha lemaisa. Now, to go over and knock onto somebody's door might be perhaps not such a common example, but I think we can all relate to the second example, that I'm on one side of the shul and I see my friend on the other. I arrive early for davening, I just want to amble over, oh, good morning, what's news? That should not be done. That should not be done. That's a mafurish sefer Shulchan Aruch, and the truth is, as we saw yesterday, it's a mafurish Gemara. It should not be done. What are the exceptions? Exception number one is if the person will be extremely angry or insulted if you don't. Number two, if he greets you, then you certainly may respond. So if he did not know the halacha and he came up to you, oh, Shalom Aleichem, what's doing? then certainly you can respond and say, I'm fine, how are you? That's okay. But to initiate the conversation should not be done unless this person will be extremely, extremely upset or angry. And that includes whether you say shalom or whether you say tzafra demori toiv, that should not be done. That's one halacha, very easy, but very important to remember. Halacha number two is if you bump into somebody on the street, you're on the way to shul, you're not planning to have a conversation with anybody, and you meet your friend coming the other way. He's on the way to davening, or he's already davened, it makes no difference. So then you can say hello. Don't say shalom, but you can say hello, good morning. So those are the two halachas that emerge. Again, to initiate should not be done. But if it is meeting somebody in the street, then that's different. But don't say shalom, you can say good morning. That is Sif Beis. Now let's look briefly at Sif Gimel, also very, very important and very practical halachas over here. This was the other half of the sugya that we saw. Asur eloi lehisasek bitzrochov. One should not be involved in your needs and your activities. Oi leilech laderech, neither should you go and set out on a journey. Ad she yispalel tfilah shmoyne esra. V'yesh mekilin, some are lenient, la'acha sha'omru miktsas brochais, koidem sha'omru borach sha'omar, v'toiv la'achmir bozen. Now this is extremely negea, and I've been asked this question a number of times. Imagine somebody lives in Bet Shemesh and they work in Yerushalayim. So I've been asked the following question. It's much more convenient for me, says this person, to travel on a bus to Yerushalayim. Let's say, for example, at 7 o'clock in the morning. I arrive in Yerushalayim, let's say, at 7:45, and I'll find a minyan there. Rather than davening shachris at 7 and taking the 8 o'clock bus when it's already rush hour, and then I'll be delayed. So that is exactly this Sif in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to set on a journey before you daven. However, the Ramah did say that some are lenient. If you say the brachas beforehand, it can be done, although he concludes, v'toiv lahachmir. So, therefore, if he says, v'toiv lahachmir, it is good to be machmir, but he doesn't say you're chayev to be machmir. So, therefore, the psak would always be, it's essentially better to daven here and then travel. If it's not possible to cause a major inconvenience, then there's certainly room for leniency. Say the brachas at home and then go on your journey. Obviously, we're talking about when he's got up late enough to say the brachas. He's not in the middle of the night or anything like that. Now, there is another part of this Shulchan Aruch which we didn't see, but I think if we're here anyway, we might as well learn it because it's extremely important. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'loi le'achoyl v'loi lishtois. Neither should you eat or drink before davening. Famous halacha. Avol ma'im muta lishtois k'edim tfila, bein b'choyl, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yom tov, v'chein acholim u'mashkim l'refua muta. If it is for medical reasons, then definitely it is muta. Now again, this is a very commonly asked question. I was just asked this question last week by my daughter who's now in high school. They daven there. She's bas mitzvah, but she wants to have breakfast at home. Can she or can't she? They don't daven at home. They're not allowed to daven at home. They're told they all have to daven together in school. So when must they have breakfast? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's also finished. You don't eat or drink. You can have a cup of water, but not more than that. So let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin. You're not allowed to be Isaac in your tzrochim. V'koidem oir haboiker, if it is before the light of day, which means it's not even the zman of tefillah, then shari la says malacha, then you can do malacha. Because of Eliyahu Rabbi de Mikol Mokoim, ein la says shum inyan, ad shivarech seder habrochis. But don't do anything at least till you've said seder brochis. It's true. Davan is one thing, but don't do anything, even if it is before the Zman of Tefillah, but first thing first, say the brachas. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chof, which is on the bottom line. We said, don't do anything until you have davened. Va'afilu im b'mokim sheyovoi. Even if in the place that you're planning to travel to, yeh yochel gam kein lehispalel, he'll be able to daven there im hatzibur and bizmanoi. So l'chayra, you think, what on earth is wrong with traveling first? I'll go to Yerushalayim, I'll find a minyan, it'll be before the Zman, I won't miss the Zman, what's the problem? Nonetheless, afal pi kein, nonetheless, it's also why? The halicha b'derech have a ka'osek b'tzrochov. Because traveling is considered being involved with your own activities. So that's exactly the shayla we mentioned before. Even if I could take the 7 o'clock bus to Yerushalayim and find a minyan there, not missing the Zman, essentially it's Asa. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is an addition over here. What is the addition? Ach kol zeh shaloi b'shas hadchak. That's only if it's not b'shas hadchak, it's not extenuating circumstances. Avul b'shas hadchak, for example, she'ein ha-shayora mamtenes loy, shayora is his traveling. If the traveling will not wait for him, his carriage, right? This is the only bus, and if he misses this bus, that's it, he's stuck. Then, yochoil leilech mikoidem laderech v'yisfalel, even baderech, if necessary, he might even have to travel on the way. I'll call poniv oifen, so once the Mishnah Berurah over here has left the door open for us, and the Mishnah Berurah tells you that if it's a b'shas chatchak because you're going to miss your travel arrangements, then it's mutter. So obviously we now see that there is license, very carefully, to extend this kula. And therefore, in the case that we mentioned before, where he's not going to miss his bus, but if he takes the 8 o'clock bus instead of the 7 o'clock bus, he means he's going to be sitting in traffic for an hour and a half, then one may well consider that's a shas hadchak. The Mishnah Berurah gave an example of shas hadchak, and it's true, his example was particularly extreme, because the example of the Mishnah Berurah was, there will be no possibility to travel afterwards because there's no more buses. But perhaps even if it's less extreme, like in the case we mentioned before, there would be room to be makel. Again, providing that one says brachas.
Is the Mishnah Berurah talking about eating and drinking or davening?
No. For the moment, we're just talking about traveling. We haven't mentioned eating and drinking yet in the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay.
This is all about traveling. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I tell you to daven now and don't travel, you're going to miss your travel arrangements because there's no more buses, then travel first. So again, we've adapted that to our example. Even if there would be a later bus or you could drive later, but it's going to be terrible, terrible traffic and that's going to delay you tremendously, then maybe that would also be considered a shas hadchak. We're not talking about eating and drinking yet. That would at least allow you to travel before shachris, providing that you said the brachas before. Now we move on to the halachas of eating or drinking. What exactly is the issue of eating and drinking? Why can you not eat and drink before davening? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Aleph. Again, this is based on a Gemara that we have not learned. But if we're anyway learning this piece of Shulchan Aruch, I think it's worth seeing the whole thing. V'ha'oiver al zeh, if somebody transgresses this and he does eat or drink before davening, Omru Chazal say, She'olov Omar HaKosov, about him, the Pasuk is written, it's a Pasuk in Malachim, Va'oisi Hishlachto Acharei Gavecho. You have thrown me over your back, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'achar She'ochal V'shosa. Only after he eats and he drinks, V'nisgo'en, he's become haughty. When a person eats and drinks and fills his stomach, he feels somewhat pompous. Then, Kibel Olov Malchus Shomayim. That's the time you now makabel el malchus shamayim. It's the wrong order. It's an issue of gaiva to put your own personal needs, even eating and drinking needs, before the issue of tefillah. V'gam hismichu divreim al aposuk, and they even attach this to a posuk. It says loisoichlu al hadom. Loisoichlu al hadom, literally translated, do not eat on blood. What does that mean? Loi teichlu koidem shetispalalu al dimchem. Do not eat before you daven for your blood. When you daven, you're davening literally for your life's existence. That comes first. Very important halacha over here. Va'afilu te'ima ba'alma osor. Even if it's a mere te'ima, just tasting, means you're not having a full-blown suda, you're just going to have a little snack. That should also not be done. But, says the Mishnah Brura, Mayim mutar. You are allowed to have a cup of water. Deloi shayech buhu gaivo. Now here comes the famous shayla, very commonly asked. Are you allowed to have a cup of coffee or tea before davening? Many people, very difficult for them to start the day without their cup of coffee and cup of tea. And not only an issue of pleasure, they might well tell you that I'll daven better as a result. If I don't begin my day with a coffee that just clears my mind, I'll be tired or a headache. So there is a whole discussion. If you look on the missing outer line, he says, v'tei v'kafa. Can you see where the Mishnah Brura says, v'tei v'kafa, tea and coffee, muta lishtoisoi. Koidem tefila, you are allowed to drink, but look how he adds, kedei sheyuchal lechavin daito yolispalo, in order that he will assist him with his kavona, or befrat, and especially b'makoymois sheragilim bohem, in those places where it's very common, ve'ein misyashiv hadas biltoi, and he will not have yishuv hadas without them. Now, the kolzer beloy tzukar beloy cholov, that's only without sugar and without milk. But the minig is to be makel, sorry, im tzuka with sugar.
Interesting enough, in Los Angeles, in Rabbi Besha's shul, they had coffee and milk set up and during the daf yomi, because he was doing the daf yomi before shachris. And
right.
So I saw a number of men had their coffee there with them during the daf yomi.
Right. So I do think this is a generally accepted minhag. Again, if it's just for the sake of having a snack, there's no hetzer. But if somebody says, that will help me learn, it will help me daven, it will clear my mind, then there certainly is room to be makel. And I think that is the commonly accepted minhag. However, to have a full-blown meal or even a snack should not be done. Should not be done. Now, I just want to add one more thing. We're not going to see the rest of the Mishnah Brura. Obviously, any issue of medication is not included in this. The Mishnah Brura spelled out that, the Shulchan Aruch said that quite clearly. Secondly, even if it's not medication, but if the doctors have told him he's got to eat, nothing to do with tablets or medication, but I don't know, for example, he's diabetic, let's say, and they say, you know, you've got to start your day by drinking some sweet liquids, etc., etc. There's an issue of refuah that obviously is all mutter before shachris that is not included in the discussion. That's one important halacha. Another important halacha is with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a little bit tricky, and one must not make a mistake in this. On Shabbos morning, there are two separate, totally unrelated issues. One has to be very careful, and we'll see a little bit of a strange halacha emerges. There are two separate reasons why you must not eat or drink early Shabbos morning. Number one, because you cannot eat before davening. Number two, because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. That's two unrelated reasons. One is the regular halacha of eating and drinking before davening, and one is the halacha of eating before Kiddush. Now, here comes the big question. I wake up Shabbos morning, for argument's sake, 7 o'clock, and I have shachris at 8 o'clock. The zman of shachris has arrived. It's arrived, even though I'm only planning on davening at 8 o'clock, but we all agree the zman of shachris has arrived, in which case I cannot have a snack, a me'ikra din, a coffee and tea. I'm allowed to have water. Now, one second. At which point does the chiyuv of kiddush kick in? So this is a very important halacha. The chiyuv of kiddush does not kick in until after shachris. Why is that? Very simple reason. Because we paskin ein kiddush elo b'mokoim su'uda. You have to have kiddush together with a su'uda. There is no such concept of making kiddush not together with a su'uda. A su'uda, as we know, doesn't necessarily have to be your full-blown meal. It could be mezonos as well, like a kiddush in shul. If you're not allowed to have a su'uda before shachris, then obviously it can't be the zman of kiddush. So ultimately, the halacha of kiddush is based on the halacha of shachris. Once the halacha of shachris tells me that you cannot have a su'uda before davening, well, obviously, there's no kiddush before davening. Why? Because if I can't have a su'uda, then I can't make kiddush. Once I've davened shachris, then the halachas of kiddush kick in. Now that the halachas of kiddush kick in, you're not even allowed to drink a cup of water either. Which means the issa of eating and drinking before shachris does not preclude a cup of water. The issue of eating and drinking before kiddush does preclude drinking water. Therefore, this is the rather strange halacha that emerges. Before shachris, you're allowed to have a cup of water, no problem whatsoever. But after kiddush, after shachris, you cannot. You have to make kiddush. Now, this is, of course, extremely negea coming up this week on Rosh Hashanah. There is a discussion, I don't want to get involved now, how bichlal are you allowed to eat or drink before tekiya shofar? The general minig is to be mekel. As we see, every shul in the world makes a kiddush Rosh Hashanah morning. So now, one second. You get up early on Rosh Hashanah morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Are you allowed to have a cup of water? Absolutely, you are. Imagine you go to your shul, you daven in the Gros Shul, Eish Kodesh, wherever it may be. You daven shachris, at least you've davened your Shmoyne Esra. Now that's by no means the end of davening. And until your particular shul are going to make Kiddush, you're going to do the whole of Chazaras HaShatz, and the selling of the Aliyahs, and Kriya Satira is going to be another 2 hours. You're not even allowed to have a cup of water now. Why? Because now that you've davened shachris, the zman of kiddush has kicked in. I'm not talking about, obviously, somebody who must eat or drink for medical reasons. We've already discussed that. But the fact that you're a little bit hungry is no heter. So if you really are starving hungry and you want to drink or eat something, you're going to have to make kiddush and also have mezonos with it. Now, I'm not saying this should be done. Everyone should ask their own rav. But if in the middle of shachris and Rosh Hashanah you're very hungry, you may need to go home, make kiddush, have a mezonos, and that's the only way you'll be allowed to eat and drink. And even if you say, I'm not that thirsty or hungry, all I need is a cup of water, that should not be done. That should not be done. Another example of when this is very negeya is Simchas Torah, at least Simchas Torah night. Simchas Torah morning, the general custom is that most shuls, they make a kiddush straight after shachris, before all the dancing. But on Simchas Torah night, they don't. So if you have a shul where in the night time the hakofas go on for a while, you cannot eat or drink. You cannot even go to the back of the shul and just take a glass of water. How can that be? Before davening, you are allowed to have a cup of water. As we mentioned before, before davening, water is mutter. Before kiddush, it's not. It's a very, very important halacha. So again, if somebody feels that there's no way I can dance in the Gros Shul till 9:30 at night, Simchas Torah, and only then have my evening meal, so then I have to go home, make kiddush, have a su'uda, and then either come back or not come back for dancing. But either way, you cannot eat before kiddush. So these are extremely important halachas. So the general custom is, if somebody needs to have a cup of coffee or tea, he can do sugar if necessary, milk if necessary, the minig seems to be makel. But again, only if he needs it, not just because you know, I just fancy having a cup of water. A cup of coffee or tea. A cup of water is totally permissible. Anything that's taken for medical reasons, whether it's medication or food, which is taken for medical reasons, is mutter. Now, there's one more halacha that we should add. Imagine you have somebody who, for medical reasons, has to eat something first thing in the morning. Has to eat something in the morning. You're normally not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos, as we mentioned. But a chayla is allowed to eat before Kiddush. Before davening every day of the week. Well, if he's allowed to eat, then for him, it is the Zman Sukkah. So therefore, he'll have to make Kiddush. And if he has to make Kiddush, he won't be allowed to drink water until he's done so. So it's a great quiz question. How can it be a chumrah with more machmeh for somebody who's a chayla than for somebody who's not a chayla? And the answer is, a regular person is allowed to drink a cup of water before shachris on Shabbos morning. But a chayla is not. Why not? Because he's about to eat, and he's allowed to eat before shachris, but therefore he's got to make kiddush. And as we said before kiddush you don't drink a cup of water. So these are very important halachas. So again, for this Rosh Hashanah, if anybody is that has the status of a chayla, and the doctors told him he must begin his day with eating and drinking, there's no way he can wait until the shul make a kiddush, then he will be allowed to do so. He should make kiddush, he should have his mezonos, whatever it is, and that will be permissible. Under all circumstances, even for somebody who's not a chayla, water is always mutter, and the general custom is coffee and tea, even with sugar and milk if necessary, also seems to be that it is mutter. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Sorry, yeah.
What you're saying is that Sarachola would be making Kiddush before Shachris.
Right, and that's mutter, special heter for a chayla. Quite right. Okay, I do apologize about the late start this morning, just my computer was playing up. So, Mitz Hashem, tomorrow we will resume by doing Chazorah right from the beginning of the Perek until the point that we're up to now. It's just over a daf, and I'm not sure if we'll finish it all in one shot, but certainly we'll start Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
All the best. Be well.
Good day, everybody.
Have a good day.